Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulihin nabiyyil kareem. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for an amazing weekend. And I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for many things today. But one of the most amazing descriptions of this weekend from one of my dear friends now, alhamdulillah, was it's like a big party. It's like a big party where you learn a lot of things. And when you say party, we mean an Islamic party. So you exchange ideas, you eat food, you see friends that you haven't seen in a long time. You get the opportunity to be in the presence of mashayikh who you listen to as a child. And now my back is facing to him, so I take his apologies and I take his permission. That we had a great time, alhamdulillah. And I can see the brother side is a little empty, and that's okay. Because if you went to sleep after Fajr, after the basketball tournament, it makes sense, alhamdulillah. But we thank Allah for these things. Before, we would have had to struggle so much. And with that, at the end of a party, everyone kind of rubs their eyes for a little while. At the end of a gathering, a majlis, a sitting, people are very excited, but they want to move forward. So I'm praying that I can just give you three simple points, three simple places that you, inshallah, on the way home, some of you are going via car, some of you are going via plane, sit next to your family members and nudge each other and pinch each other and say, do you remember when that happened? Do you remember when that sister hooted and hollered when Wissam came up? Yeah, that was a little inappropriate. Yeah, it makes sense. It's fun. It makes you smile about the deen. And it makes you enjoy the fact that, yes, we can poke at each other sometimes. And in that is where family builds. When you can turn to someone and you can say, look, you got a funny red shirt on. And you can make fun of Mikey Faya, and we can enjoy each other for that. That's family. But this family needs to understand its maqam, its station. And the road forward, what we're going to do after this is point number one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us a very specific group when He says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. He tells us that we are the best amongst mankind to invite people to give this message. Sisters, that makes you the princesses of this religion. It makes you the carriers of this deen. It makes you the treasures of this religion. Be not like a treasure so we can preserve you. Brothers, it makes us the princes of the book that we carry. It makes us from amongst those who are the sons of kings. We are the ummah of a nabi. We are the ummah of a legacy of prophethood. Why not carry that? Why not carry ourselves proud and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are the princes and princesses of this deen, of Quran. Now, there's something you need to realize. Whether a prince accepts who he is or not, still a prince, right? Whether he accepts that his responsibility is to Allah iyyaka na'bud, and his responsibility is to help mankind and to ask Allah to guide him to that, it's still his job. So the ulama have reminded us countless times, whether you accept your role or not, you will be asked about it. So why not accept who we are? Why not accept ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanhauna 'anil munkar? Why not enjoin that which is good with a smile on your face? And when something doesn't go the way that you planned, say, inshallah, Allah has willed better. Allah has wanted something better for us. So mom, when you tell your daughter to pull the hijab or maybe pull her shirt down a little bit, smile. And let her know that you are encouraging what is good and you are forbidding what's wrong. But you're also telling your princess she has an allowance. You have to blossom. You have to grow. You have to be ready. So in ayah 125 of Surah Nahl, 125 of Surah Nahl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dictates to us what's going to happen when you walk out of this room. What's going to happen after you listen to our shaykh and after you have made dua. And do you remember yesterday's talk about Jannah? Do you remember yesterday's talk about Jannah? It was beautiful. And when he gave us these words about our journey to Jannah, He reminded us that the ultimate place that we are going to meet Allah, be in the pleasure of Allah, be in his satisfaction, and utter the words that we hear throughout the ahadith, Raditu ya Rabbi, I'm satisfied. Do you know the people in Jannah will say, Allah will ask them, so what can I give you? What else can you have? And the people of Jannah will say, Raditu ya Rabbi, we're satisfied, what else could you give us? Except there's one thing that we all strive to be for, and that's to be in the face or in the presence of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to get that, he gave us the second point, that we are princes and princesses of this religion. We have the treasure, our crown is the Quran, and our two shoulders are our parents, whether they are here with us or not. They are the ground that we stand on. If you feel proud and you feel beautiful, it's because Allah has put an earth underneath you. And if you are of good character, it's because Allah gave you good parents, whether they're Muslim or not. But in ayah 125, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Udu'u ila sabili rabbik, Udu'u ila sabili rabbik bil hikmah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encouraged us to give or invite. And this is not only for Muslims and those who do not attribute Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as their Lord. This is for both groups. Invite people with hikmah. Dads, when you give an encouragement to your children, do it with wisdom. Sometimes your child doesn't need to hear what's right. Sometimes your child needs to hear what's wrong. So tell them, next time, moms, you walk by the magazine aisle and you're with your young daughter, point to one of the magazine covers, and I'm telling you, do this at the right age, it will scar your child properly. And say, you want mommy to wear that? And I'm telling you, the karahat, the discomfort with what is beautiful, today it will come in their heart. They'll be like, nah, I don't want that. And fathers, when you speak to your child or when you give da'wah, do something in action, not in words. When you wake up for Fajr and you open the Quran after Fajr and you read aloud, or you say Qad qamati salah, and you start the prayer, sometimes at a young age it encourages the child. You know, Baba does this every day. Udu'u ila sabili rabbik. Give a da'wah to not only your family members but to the people outside bil hikmah. Wal maw'izatil hasana. This word I tried to translate to the best of my ability. Wal maw'izatil hasana is a reminder that softens the heart. So don't remind people with angry things, but remind people with reward and punishment so that the heart becomes soft. Can I give you a small example? This doesn't work all the time. So this is only for the people who are mature enough to understand. Wal maw'izatil hasana. You want people to see Islam in a positive light? End up at the Dunkin' Donuts. Takes about 30 seconds to size someone up. Turn over your shoulder and see who's behind you. If he seems fairly normal, ask, so what are you drinking today? Usually they'll tell you a cup of coffee. So look at the cash register and say, I'll have my coffee and I'll take what he's having. In the moment the person is shocked, pay for it and smile. All you have to do is walk away after that. I've done this on several occasions with police officers, with a pilot, sometimes with people who are dressed very nicely. And brothers, make sure, you know, some brothers are writing from yesterday too. Do this for brothers, okay? Inshallah, inshallah. Brother Wissam yesterday said, smile at sisters, now buy them coffee. Not exactly. But you will take what you want from these conferences. Wal maw'izatil hasana. And most people say, so after you pay, you hand them a Why Islam pamphlet? Nope. Smile. And bi idhnillah, afshu salam. When you have spread salam to them, that day, I'm telling you, for us, it's like $1.25, right? But in the culture we live in, it's not normal to buy food for people, right? You know when you work with your colleagues and you go out to eat and you say, okay, let me get, they're like, what? What are you doing, Muhammad? You're buying food? And sometimes they get so overwhelmed. But it is part of our religion to feed. Udu'u ila sabili rabbik. Call to the path of Allah, to our Lord, to your Rabb. And don't call to a name or to a group, but call to Allah. Wal maw'izatil hasana. And try your best to remind people with soft words, remind people with love and compassion, because I promise you, the next ayah, وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. We love to debate, right? So Brother Islam, I've got this guy, he doesn't believe in Allah. Can you come and bash him? No, can't do that. But I could probably talk to him. وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. I can, it doesn't even say to argue. It says to converse, to communicate. And with this is the final point. With this point of understanding, when you argue with someone, girls, when someone says something about your hijab, don't respond back. Brothers, when someone says something, right, I get it more often than none, when someone says something about terrorism or something, someone makes a comment, remember, it's intended to get you angry. When you look at them and you say, Isa, Jesus told us to have mercy, Muhammad told us to smile, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and God told us, when those who don't know ask, qadu salama, answer with peace. Sir, is there something I can inform you about? Is there something I can tell you about? So when these discussions about, like, the branches of Islam come out, and you get the regular machine gun of four wives, why you cover, why jihad, right? It's the bidah machine gun, bidah, that one. So when you pull that, mashayikh are behind, right? So when you do that, it only incites anger. So when Muslims argue or debate with each other or with non-Muslims, friends, do you want to win an argument or do you want to meet Allah? Ask yourself that question. I could win any argument and my professors would win more arguments on top of you. It's not about the win. It's about وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Try to communicate. And really, most of us are not going to get into a deep dawah discussion. But most of us are going to have the drive home. And statistics show Mondays or the end of the weekend are where husbands and wives fight the most. Because Allah gave us free time. So on the ride home, smile, pinch a little bit. I don't know why I'm obsessed with pinching today, but pinch a little bit. Talk to each other. And on the way home, when your wife says, see, look what the speaker said, say, yes, alhamdulillah, I heard it. Instead of poking at each other, because ikna ride home usually becomes, who can figure out who's more religious? And then Allah says in this ayah, it's not about being holier than thou. It's not about I'm better than you because you have a shirt on and I have a thob. Inna rabbaka huwa a'lamu biman dhalla 'an sabeelihi wa huwa a'lamu bil muhtadin. It is not for us to judge who is more righteous and who is not guided. It is Allah who knows who is not guided. It could be me up here talking to you. There's a 99% chance that you are all more righteous than I am. So Allah brought the week up here to tell you, this is our chance. 2000 started. Remember when 2000 was there, we talked about ikna and how much their family was important. And the Isna convention will come and every convention will come. But we don't leave with an action plan. A plan that we are going to leave with. So bi-idhnillah bil-hikmah. Start to communicate with each other with a little bit of wisdom. Bi-idhnillah, try to remind each other, whether it's the way a girl dresses or whether it's the way she backbited about someone or it's the way she talked about something, you have to do your best. Get past these shackles. Because at the end of the day, the last khutbah, the last sermon of the Rasul, of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reminded us on so many things. But it reminded us about our mission as messengers. And that if we feel like we're holier than thou, nobody would listen to us. Right? Someone will say, oh yeah, it's that religious auntie. And then turn the other way. I close on the last quote. So those were 4 points. This is the fourth. Mu'adh ibn Jabal and his father, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, were being sent to Yemen by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Right? So before going, you would imagine they're going to a very holy place. They're going to lead the people and to teach them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam turned to them and said, "Bashiru, give good tidings, wala tunaffiru, and don't make things. Give glad tidings, and I'm losing the translation on this, so I'll give you the second part, and make things easy." And don't make things harsh. Make things simple. Don't make them complicated. When someone becomes or takes shahada, or someone in your family starts coming close to the religion, don't start screaming Salafi, Sufi, Hanafi, Shafi, right? Which way are you going to pray? Make things simple for them. Give them glad tidings. When someone decides to cover themselves up and act more Muslim, do your best. Do your best to give sweet to that person or give a gift to that person. Don't say, well, your hair's sticking out. Give them an opportunity. When someone starts to try to come to the masjid, my fathers, even if they come in the basketball shorts, please, for them, give them a chance. I know it's uncomfortable, nangapan in the masjid, it's okay. Because at the end of the day, they're in the masjid. And bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, take this advice. Give glad tidings. And don't make things complicated for the people. Tell the people that there will be ease in the religion. Because now in America, in North America, we're growing. We're not conservatives versus liberals. We are a nation of people looking for guidance. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, take these simple advices. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy. And anything that came good out of these talks, try to act on them. Try to carry a message of peace to people. And I will make sure to read you the quote that I misquoted. It's Bashiru wala tunaffiru. Right, great. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Mu'adh and to his father, make things easy for the people. Yeah, this is the best translation. And don't put hurdles in front of people, right? A lot of times you see people and you say, well, you have to do this in order to do this. Brothers and sisters, sometimes we put hurdles and make things difficult. Well, if you didn't pray Fajr today, there's no point in you giving a bayan. If you didn't do this, then there's no point in doing that. Let people live today. Let them live now. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this an opportunity of blessing. All of these, those of you, and I need to say this because last year I came off a plane from Umrah. And this year, my life changed. My health hit hard and things changed. So I need to say this in a public forum. If you see people take pictures of us, people say our names, people like us, people encourage, oh wow, look at him. It's because we have Quran. We're not famous because of us. We're famous because we hold on to a book and we love this book and we love the messenger that brought this book. So if you want this in your life, don't attain to be us. For many speakers told me, I never wanted to be Sheikh such and such. I never wanted to be Ustada such and such. I just wanted the deen to be there. I wanted people to smile when they heard Islam. So be that. Hold on to that rope and Allah will make your life easy. Have a wonderful ride home. But remember, on the ride home, it's your chance to connect with your family. If you haven't said I love you to your parents, it's one of those weird times. Just say, Dad, I feel really emotional. That guy got me going. I love you. And the forehead of your parents is the gateway to Jannah. Kiss it before you leave the home. Kiss it before you come back in. Jazakallah khairan. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakallah khairan.